Here's what's coming up on the show.
On our 30th wedding anniversary, we went on a cruise and he showed me this book. And it was what a submissive looks like and who they are and what makes up a submissive. And it was him to a T. So we decided that on this cruise, we were going to change roles. I was going to be the mistress and we were going to do this the whole cruise. And when we got home, it was like, this is us. The word dominatrix came up and I'm going, I had to Google it. I didn't know what it was. I go, you want me to what?
So there's a lot of guys who are really wanting this. Your husband got it. What's the secret?
You know, it's funny. We've always wanted to make the other person happy. And I'm not doing it to make him happy, but he waited 30 years to tell me that. And that just was not sad, but just that he didn't trust or had faith or that relationship wasn't there that he could tell me that. And that's really hard for a man to tell somebody that's what I need. But it's just talking to him and saying, hey, that was vulnerable. You know, one of the things that we've always talked about is, especially with the non-monogamy, is that if either one of us ever feels that they're done, there's no questions asked, we're done.
This is the Venus Cuckoldress Podcast, a place to learn all things cuckolding for the curious, for the passionate, and for the sexually empowered woman who wants it all. Let's go. Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm your host, Venus. Thanks for joining me today. And I have Lady Wren on the show. She's going to be talking about how she is in a FLR, that's female-led relationship, cuckold relationship, BDSM. She's even got some femdom in there. She, and listen, get this, started out completely vanilla for many years in her marriage. And she has, well, together with her husband, they've transformed it into this very kinky, very unique type of relationship. And she explains what it was like to learn from her husband about his kinky desires and what it was like for her to really learn about and embrace her dominant side. She used some really helpful resources. And now she says she's a 24/7 lifestyle dom. And she refers to her cuck husband as her slave. It's really such a cool story, and I know you're going to love it, so stay tuned. I just have a couple of announcements first. I'm going to be hosting a live chat in the Queens Quarters community. That is going to be May 17th at 2 p.m. Pacific time. That's 5 p.m. Eastern time, and that's totally free. I'm going to be talking about a bunch of things, so make sure that you check it out. The link is in the show notes for today's episode. Second announcement. Okay, there is a brand new podcast called Cuck My Life, and I'm so excited about it. It is hosted by, I think there's four cucks, and they're talking about the cuck perspective and everything like that, which I think is awesome. I believe their podcast is available on all platforms, podcast listening apps, but I have not had a chance to check it out yet. I've heard great things about it, so make sure you check that out. It's called Cuck My Life. All right, that's it for announcements. Let's jump into the show. Here we go. Joining me on the show, I have a special guest. Her name is Wren, and she is in a FLR, cuckold, femdom, BDSM type of relationship, and she's here to share her story. So welcome to the show, Wren. Say hello to all the listeners.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Okay, yeah, this is great because it was your husband who sent me an email and he's like, yeah, so my wife would be a great guest for the show. And it turns out that you both are friends with Crystal Welch, who I love and adore. I was like, all right, let's do this. So, so how did this all come about? Like, did he tell you that he emailed me?
After the fact, yes, because he knew I would probably say no. But I am very fortunate that I have a partner, husband, cuckold, submissive, slave, whatever we want to call them today, who pushes my boundaries and has always supported me in learning and growing and evolving. So it was, this is a little out of my comfort zone, but here I am.
Well, I'm really happy that you're sharing your story. It sounds like you have a very unique kind of relationship that you guys have built together that's really your own and has different kinds of dynamics kind of built in. So we're going to explore that. And I love that you're sharing your story. It's hilarious that your husband emailed me and you didn't know. This happens often, actually.
Oh, good.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so you guys have been, from what I know, you've been married a long time and you were kind of like vanilla for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah. How did you go from vanilla to not vanilla?
You know, it was funny. We were both married very young to each other. Next year will be 40 years. And so, yeah, very long time. I got him out of his teens before I married him. And so I was brought up, men are the head of the household. They're the final word. They are the protectors. You know, they are the breadwinners. And about 10 years ago, he took a job overseas. And so I became the power of attorney for anything at home. We had a child in school, high school. And so I started taking over a lot of the household, the bills, the making the decisions, selling cars, selling houses, buying houses, that kind of thing while he was away. And one of the things that kind of bent our marriage was the long distance. He did that for about 4 years. And I saw him 2 weeks every 4 months. And so it was really tough. Amazing. It bent the relationship, and he would tell me he loved me, but he goes, I want to show you how much that I'm still into you. I'm still obsessed with you. And he shared a book with me. I think it was called The Hesitant Mistress. And I'm looking at this, and he goes, we kind of played with things in the bedroom to kind of spice things up. And on our 30th wedding anniversary, we went on a cruise and he showed me this book. And it was what a submissive looks like and who they are and what makes up a submissive. And it was him to a T. So we decided that on this cruise, we were going to pretend, you know, change roles. I was going to be the mistress and we were going to do this the whole cruise. And when we got home, it was like, this is us. This is us. We need to do this. And so he kind of helped me. The word dominatrix came up and I'm going, I had to Google it. I didn't know what it was. I go, you want me to what? You know, but it was reading books. It was talking, you know, I found a great group of ladies that were all female doms and great discussion group and kind of evolved through that. And it's just been evolving and changing. That was the one thing that Crystal said is she goes, I love watching you guys because every couple of years you kind of tweak things and evolve. And it's just been a wonderful journey. So we did the dom slave for the longest time, or dom submissive. And we'd go really deep into that. And I ended up getting my master's degree. And he supported me through that and ended up doming himself for about a year because I just had too much on my plate. And when we came through it, he goes, I need you back here. So we kind of swung towards swinging, and that was fun. I was kind of more worried that he was going to look at me differently.
Oh, how so? You know?
Well, we had been together 30 years. We hadn't been with anybody else in 30 years. And it was like, are you sure you want me to do this? How are you going to, you know, and it brought up all that great conversation. And we learned a lot about trust and just talking everything out. And our communication level is skyrocketed since swinging. Everything has been a communication. And every time we evolve, that communication goes even higher. Mm-hmm. And it's just a neat place to be.
Hey guys, guess what? I have found something pretty amazing. It is a natural way for you to get better erection strength, quality, and firmness, all things I know you want. And it also gives you better performance and stamina in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. And as a bonus, it benefits your overall cardiovascular and sexual health. It's called Joy Mode, and I love the name. It's a sexual performance booster, and it's made with science-backed ingredients. It's like a pre-workout supplement, but for the bedroom. So whether you're amping up the heat with the wife in the bedroom or you're going for gold in a marathon session at a hotel takeover event, this supplement has to be part of your routine, part of the checklist. You can learn more and order yours at usejoymode.com. And if you enter the code Venus, you get 20% off. So that's usejoymode.com. Go ahead, get yours. Thank me later. Wow, I love that. But I still can't, like, I'm trying to picture this. The you in the, you know, the typical stereotypical gender role of a woman in a patriarchal kind of relationship. And then and kind of like how,
yeah,
how,
yeah,
how does that work?
Well, like I said, when he was overseas, I was always handling all this stuff. And it was funny when we started out very slowly, he said, I would like this. And then I would do that. And I would see how it evolved, how much more dominant I became and how much more submissive he became. And it was just that transformation. But a lot of it, finally, he was helping me kind of evolve to that. And then finally he goes, when you're ready, tell me and I'll back off. And I said, I've got this. And it was a lot of talking, a lot of communication. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of feedback both ways. And it's been an evolution. We do everything weird. Ask Crystal next time you see her. We don't fit any pegs. Our life has always been different. He will support me in however, and he wanted this, and I saw how much he wanted it. And I started to realize that even though he was in charge, I was putting doubt in his mind when I needed something my way.
Okay.
And I'm looking back at conversations that we had when he wanted to buy this or that or the other thing. I'm going, really? You need that? Yeah. Are you sure you want to do it that way? You know, and it was just subtle enough that I think I never realized I'm not a dominant person, as you could probably see. But I do it subtly, I guess, enough. And I was talking to my boyfriend this morning, and he goes, yeah, you look really sweet and kind of innocent on the outside, but underneath there's this evil. And the more I've done this, the more I've gotten into this, that evil person is coming out a little bit more than the nice person's kind of going away. So,
okay, so that makes more sense to me in that, like, this was always maybe within you. It just was, this is just an unlayering and allowing that to kind of come through.
Yes. Okay. I have always been a people pleaser, and this is the neat thing about this is it has made me a little bit more, I was very shy, very, just very quiet. And he's very overbearing, very out type A, very loud and very, he takes control and he can talk to anybody. And he gets mad at me now because he goes, I've let her out of the box. You know, put her back in. No, no. But like I said, he's always kind of pushed me a little bit to be a little bit more of who he knows I am.
Yeah.
Outside. So it's made me a lot more outgoing, a lot more decisive. Mm-hmm. And in our relationship, it's also taken the toll on the positive on him is his stress level is down. He is more calm. He's more relaxed. He's even keeled. And it's brought his medication down too, which has been amazing.
That's great. Yeah. I've always kind of just assumed that female-led relationships are maybe like more peaceful just because you don't have that kind of tug of war going on that you would normally have when you're trying to make sure there's always equality in in the relationship. I can see it as being like he understands what he needs to do rather than kind of having to guess sometimes what he needs to do and how you're feeling. And yeah. I love the fact that in female-led relationships, it's kind of like you said you were more decisive and able to, you know, be more outgoing and stuff like that. It's almost like it gives you permission to kind of unfilter what it is that you need to do and say in that kind of relationship. Mm-hmm. You can just feel comfortable just doing and saying the things that need to be said and done, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
he's a leaper, so he leaps and then thinks. So yeah. Now I kind of make him wait and to ask me first before he leaps,
which is a positive, right?
That's, it is a positive. Yeah. It is a positive.
I've heard of like from tons and tons of husbands out there who say, oh, I would really like my wife to be dominant. They really want the power exchange, but maybe they brought it up and she's just like, hell no. Or he's like, I know her. There's no way she would ever sign up for that. So there's a lot of guys who are really wanting this. Your husband got it. He really wanted it. Yeah. And he got it. So what's the secret?
You know, it's funny. We've always wanted to make the other person happy. And I'm not doing it to make him happy, but he waited 30 years to tell me that. And that just was not sad, but just that he didn't trust or had faith or that relationship wasn't there that he could tell me that. And that's really hard for a man to tell somebody that's what I need. Yeah. And it is definitely a need. But it's just talking to him and saying, hey, that was vulnerable. That was hard. And I didn't understand until I read the book, what's in their heads to get them there that they want it. So it was, you know, I trusted that he wasn't going to look at me different, that it wasn't weird. It's just why that's how they're wired. It's just how they're wired. And, like I said, it was important to him and I think that was enough.
So you guys ventured into non-monogamy in the form of swinging, and I'm guessing that you decided you did not want him sleeping with other women at some point. You were like, no.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah. that was just kind of one of those things. It was like, yeah, no, I get a boyfriend. You don't. Mm-mm. That was just, it kind of goes with that Dom submissive. I get everything I want and he has to suffer. Yeah.
So the unfairness of it, I love it. Yeah. So, okay, so then you decided you wanted this one-sided open relationship that would fit you guys best. The cuckold part, you guys decided to venture down that road together. What was that like?
Oh, my goodness. That is fairly new. It's about a year and a half into it. It's funny. We've had to figure that part out. His love language is quality time. And I am very respectful of that. So I will check in with him and say, you know, hey, this is what I would like to do. Where's your head at? Where's your space? Because he'll look at me and go, look, I get you when you're got us, you know, when you've got a cold, I've got you when you've had a bad day at work. And here's this guy who comes in, breezes in and gives you sex and breezes out. And so I make sure that we're in a good spot. We've had our quality time and the boyfriend, whoever's coming in, is sprinkles and our relationship is where it needs to be. If it's not, then it's called off and the boyfriends know that we're the priority. And so it's just a respect.
I love that so much. And okay, so you guys are experienced with the kink and BDSM kind of things, mm-hmm. right? Femdom stuff.
Yes.
I know that within that lifestyle, the word aftercare is a thing. So does that exist within your relationship around like the cuckolding part? Because I've had people asking about this, like, how do you practice aftercare in a cuckolding relationship? Because I don't know that the session or scene necessarily has a start or a stop,
right.
a beginning or an end, but there has to be some sort of emotional or physical kind of, and you were just alluding to it where you're saying that I make sure that, you know, my boyfriend is like the sprinkles of the relationship. The main course is, you know, my priority is my husband. But how do you do that within a cuckolding relationship as far as like taking care of his emotional needs when he may be feeling, I don't know if he feels a cucky angst, but if he does.
On occasion. And then I just beat him out of it. Anyway. We do cuddle afterwards. We talk afterwards. He loves to hear about it. Mm. He likes to know everything. And it's really funny because, like I said, the boyfriend that I have right now is pretty steady. He was here this morning and he came downstairs after we were done and SJ was working on lunch or whatever, and they get talking and SJ had asked my boyfriend to take pictures the last time. And then it like 2 days later, he still hadn't sent them. And so I text him and say, where are my pictures? And he sends them to me and I go, no, you have to send them to him. And the boyfriend goes, no, I'll hurt his feelings because they're best friends. And it's just weird. And I said, you better get out of here. You're going to be on the show too. So we were going to have all three of us here, but.
Okay. So you've got the FLR, femdom, cuckolding. You tried the swinging thing.
Tried the swinging thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cuckolding, BDSM-ish stuff. And then, but then you refer to your husband as a slave. What exactly does that mean? Does that mean he's like, does that equate ownership or I don't understand that word.
It's such a fine line. A submissive is somebody who basically it's the opposite of a dominatrix submissive. You can have like the bedroom games, you'll be the submissive this time, you'll be the dom this time, and then we're done at the end of what you were saying, a scene. Yeah. SJ and I are in a 24/7. So it's every minute of every day. So this is a little bit more intense in the sense of I am always in charge. He does whatever I need him to do, whether it's suffer for me or I come home from a day and I want to beat his butt or I want to tease him or deny him or whatever. He does what I ask him to do. And with no safe words. It's not a scene. It's a lifestyle. So I am what they call a lifestyle dom.
Hey, did you know that there's a one-of-a-kind matchmaking service for cuckolding and female-led relationships? Venus Connections is a private service for single men and single women who want a loving cuckolding relationship. And now there's a new separate FLR program, too. There's no scrolling through profiles or sharing photos with members. It's totally private. And the dates are blind dates, too. Included in the program is a 3-week course and an interview with me. So join now at venusconnections.com and use the code TOPTIER2024 for 40% off the top 1% membership. That's venusconnections.com. Make 2024 the year that you get the relationship of your dreams. Okay, because I've heard that term before and I didn't really understand. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, so slave is more of a, this is who I am. I'm not playing a submissive. Every role is, even cuckolding has its own nuances for whoever's doing it. Mm-hmm. I think it's the same way with dom submissive. So dom slave, I think, is just more commitment.
So instead of the word bull, you use the word boyfriend. Does that mean that you are more polyamorous?
With this one, yes. I have not had that experience yet with a bull. I am more dominant, so I don't want anybody dominating me in the bedroom. But we are definitely polyamorous. Yeah.
And I think it's great that your boyfriend is best friends with your husband as well. So they have a great relationship. You guys hang out. Like, that's so cool. But you still, like, I'm assuming, as you said before, make sure that your husband is always the priority, right? And that the boyfriend is just like, you know, the icing on the cake kind of thing.
Yeah, we have a dynamic and that is the most important. It's the relationship and the dynamic of the dom slave or dom sub and the cuckold. And we always, that is our checking point. Is this having a positive effect on that relationship, that dynamic, or is it having a negative effect? And then we work out that relationship with that in mind. So we're not like antagonizing each other saying you did X. It is, does that help this? Does it hurt this?
Oh, I think that's a great framework to work with. And I hope that some of the couples who are listening to this show take notes on that, because not to say it would work for everybody, but that's a great way to look at it if you're looking at really kind of wanting to preserve your relationship first and foremost.
That I like came that. We did that with our marriage beforehand, and then we basically said we don't fight anymore. It's really weird, especially since I'm always right. But we also picked up some front, you know, somebody else that we've looked at and read, and that's Key Barrett. Mm-hmm. And we've picked up and really taken into a lot of account one of his books and started our weekly meetings. And we do the command and what they call command and, oh goodness, their meetings. And we basically do, we are planning for the week. We go through any questions that we might have going on, any feedback. And then we basically love that. And it's become a part of our relationship probably for the last 6 months. And it clarifies so much. And that safe space within those meetings are just great ways of communicating and talking about the relationship, the dynamic, and the communication out of it. It makes things a lot clearer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's Key Barrett's amazing. I love his books. Mm-hmm. I adore his books. And his book on FLR, Submit, Surrender, and Serve Her, was eye-opening to me. I was just like, everything is about this is making so much sense to me.
And it's funny. Every time we read a book, we kind of go, ooh, we'll take that, and we'll take that, and we'll take this. And then we evolve again. And his book was amazing. It really opened our eyes even more. And I think the FLR has been going on for now, gosh, next year it'll be 10 years. And every time our communication gets better, his books have just been fantastic for keeping things in perspective. Mm-hmm. And really making sure that I think every time we sit there and look at it and go, if we pretend nothing is going to go wrong, we're perfect, we're fine. We have to be diligent about what we're doing and really be thoughtful about how we're doing it and how it's going to affect everything, our relationship, our talking. I think we talked for a good 6 months before we even started swinging. You know, are you sure it's going to be okay? Are you sure? Where are you feeling? I'm going, I'm not ready for that. But, you know, it's just that constant dialogue of communication, of getting that going. You've got to know them better than you know yourself. And I think, you know, if this happens, we need to debrief afterwards the first time and talk and communicate. And, you know, one of the things that we've always talked about is, especially with the non-monogamy, is that if either one of us ever feels that they're done, there's no questions asked, we're done.
Really?
If one of us says, I'm not comfortable anymore with this, we both have the respect for the other person to say, okay, we're done. No questions asked.
Wow.
Yeah, just because we don't want to ruin that core that we have.
At what point does this all become a bit complicated? Like you're talking about, you know, poly, non-monogamy, all these different dynamics.
Oh, it's very complicated. And then of course you've got life in there too. And we both have full-time jobs. I've got an older parent. You know, life happens, and you know, you've got gym, you've got friends, you've got events you can go to, and I've got dom events that I go to, and we go to swinging events, and we go, yeah. So trying to fit that all in, and you know, one of the things I was talking to him, I go, SJ, is we just moved and we just got settled in, and we went away last weekend and had a great weekend, but we came back Sunday and we had to work on Monday through the week. It was a crazy week this week. And he's going, oh, there's an event down here. Let's go here this weekend. And I'm going, no, we're done. And he looked at me and I go, we've been running since January. No, it's either we don't do anything this weekend or we're both going to crash and we're going to get sick. And so he kind of sat back and goes, yeah, you're right. So I think it's moderation and just kind of prioritizing and just looking at and going, no, it's this weekend is us. Mm-hmm. And whatever that looks like, and it can be a lot of different things.
So what does it look like? Is there, because you said you're in a 24/7 lifestyle dom kind of relationship. So,
well, I do have a dungeon, a little one. So it could be putting him up on the frame. I do a little bit of hypnosis. So there's a little bit of mind games. There's a lot of just good old fun. It's, It can be a lot. It could be training. It could be him giving, you know, it's like, hey, I'm really tired. My shoulders hurt. I want a massage. And he gives me a massage. And of course, with after a massage, you have to have a bubble bath. And then, you know, it just leads on to something else and something else. And, you know.
Dang, hey. I need one of these guys in my life. Fuck.
Oh, yeah. I was at that last weekend was a dominance group that I belong to. And we were kidding. And I said, yeah, I need a garden slave. I need a kitchen slave. I want a cook slave. You know, I just want a whole bunch of them, or, you know, they'll do my little minions for me.
It sounds like a nice life. I'm not going to lie.
It is a lovely life. I love my life right now. And, you know, both of us looked at each other and said, you know, at some point we're not going to be able to do this. And we're kind of going down, you know, the other side of whatever age I am. And I want to live it to the fullest. Yeah. I want to just explore. I was told that those things are not good. You're supposed to be the good girl. You're supposed to be this. You're supposed to be that. And I'm going, hell with that. I'm having fun. So I want to keep it up as long as I can.
Okay. So we're running out of time, but I wanted to ask you one last thing. Now, I mentioned before that there's so many husbands who are like, oh, I really want to tell my wife that I want her to do this and be dominant and, you know, I want to be her submissive and all that sort of stuff. Or they brought it up and it didn't go well. What mm-hmm. kind of advice would you give for any ladies who are listening to this, who their husband has brought it up or they have heard about it and want to learn about it? What would you say to them about these kind of power dynamics in a relationship?
I'm one of these people. And a good analogy is, you know how people just dive into the pool? Mm-hmm. I'm one of these that puts a toe in and then I put the foot in and it takes me 20 or 30 minutes to get into the water. I don't care how warm the water is. It always does. Don't nag, but get some books on it. The first book I was given was The Hesitant Mistress, and it talked more about, from the woman's point of view, what a submissive is mm-hmm. and why they need what they need. Usually a submissive is somebody who's type A and is good at their job and they're going 24/7 and they don't want to come home and make all the decisions. And if that is that person, that book would be great for the woman to read and look at. Let it sink in. Let it, you know, give them the book. Would you please just read this? Mm-hmm. You don't have to ask me anything. I won't bug you about it. Can we talk about it in a month? Let it sink in. If they have the communication and the relationship, I want to do this because I love you. I mean, that's how he came up and said, hey, I love you. I want you to be everything in my life. And that's what a dominant is they do. It's as much work for her as it is for him to submit. It's even harder for them to submit. But it can take a weird turn if it is a barter system. Mm. You do X, I'll do Y. Right. And I've seen those kind of relationships happen. And, you know, it's like, if I want a hand massage, it's like, come here, I want a hand massage. And he does it. Because he loves me and that's what our relationship is. But I would say, keep the communication open, keep talking, you know, tell her why you want this, how you want that, not how you want this, but why you want this mm-hmm. and let her ask questions, send her to some places that she can talk to other people that are now into it mm-hmm. and help her kind of find out why. Because at first it's kind of weird.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Especially because it's coming out of the blue. It was for, we were doing bedroom games, but it kind of morphed. And I was like, okay, I'm willing to listen, I'm willing to try. And then it became fun.
I guess that's all it really takes in the beginning is just a willingness to think about it, consider it, and learn.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of debrief.
I mean, it's a lot of deprogramming.
Yes. Yeah.
A lot of deprogramming and just knowing that just because not everybody does it doesn't mean it's wrong.
Yeah. I love that. So, okay. We have run out of time. Where can people learn more about you or perhaps contact you?
I am on FetLife. I am Lady_Ren, R-E-N, and on FetLife. One of the things I forgot to say is we've been kind of contemplating doing a class on Kee Barrett's last book.
Oh!
Yeah, and bringing out and setting up a class for people to do with the Surrender, Submit, and that book. And we love it. And I think it would be a big help for people just to learn how to communicate a little bit better.
Yeah, we should have a Lady Ren's book club and we have a little, little check-ins and stuff. That'd be awesome.
Wouldn't it be fun? Yeah. Definitely.
I think I've said it before many, many times that women are the key to cuckolding when it comes to really having other women be willing to learn and be curious about and try and or at least consider this kind of relationship. And so it's women supporting other women, women educating other women, and that being the key factor to having success with that. So having, if you have a class, oh my God, that would be so, so great. So we'll have to definitely have to stay tuned for that.
And if
you set that up, please let me know. I'll share the link to everyone. All right. We are out of time. It has been fascinating to get to know you. It's been so great. And I really appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining me today. Make sure you go to venuscuckoldress.com. That's where you can book a private chat with me. You can check out any cuckolding events that might be happening. And you can even ask a question for the show, as well as, of course, join the Queen's Quarters fan club and get all the benefits for that. You can also follow me on Instagram, the Venus Cuckoldress Podcast. I haven't been banned there. Well, I have, but not recently. You can also follow me on Twitter or whatever the fuck you want to call it. My handle is @cuckoldressv. That's it for today. We'll see you next time. Can you believe it's been 4 years since I first started this podcast? And looking back, I had no idea that this would be my full-time job. I love the work that I do, and it's because of you, the listeners, and your support that I'm able to do this. So right now, if you join the Helpful Cuck tier, you get tons of benefits. My favorite ones are the private one-to-one chat every month. You also get access to my private Snapchat group. Weekly live hangouts with me on Crowdcast. I love those. And you get juicy bonus episodes. There's key holding. There's video replays of the Pillow Talk events. And there's also access to my private community on the Moan app. So join right now. You can use the promo code CUCKLOVE2024 for 15% off your Helpful Cuck membership at venuscuckoldress.com.